You're visiting a friend, an acquaintance, who happens to not be frum, to not be observant of Torah and mitzvahs, and he offers you a beer or some other sort of alcoholic beverage, maybe some whiskey. Is it permitted for you as a religious Jew to consume, to take part in the consumption of this alcoholic beverage? And no, we are not referring to during the holiday of Pesach, of which of course you cannot do so. But we're referring to any time after Pesach. Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, Elul, Adar, a month before Nisan. Now what can possibly be the problem of having a l'chaim with a non-religious friend, so long as the beer, as a hashgacher, is not known to have any kashrus issues, and the whiskey as a hashgacher is not known to have any kashrus issues? What can be the problem? The problem is, perhaps, maybe this Jew had owned this beer, this whiskey, during the previous Pesach, and therefore it became also forbidden in benefit in Hana'a to all Jews in the entire world. As the halacha is that the Chachamim, the sages, decreed that any chametz, whether it be food or liquid, that was owned by a Jew over Pesach, whether he's from or not from, is forbidden for all Jews in benefit even after Pesach. So the question is, do I have to be machmir, do I have to be stringent, and assume that this Jew had owned this chametz perhaps during Pesach and therefore I'm not allowed to drink it? I have to decline the offer of the beer or the whiskey, make up some kind of excuse, such as I'm driving, or I don't drink alcohol, or I have an upset stomach today. Or does he not have to suspect, if you know for certain that he owned this during Pesach and he didn't sell his chametz, then of course we apply the ruling of the sages that it's forbidden in benefit. But when you don't know, and he could have very easily purchased it from a store after Pesach, especially if the store is a Gentile-owned store, which has no prohibition of owning it over Pesach, then perhaps you can assume that that's the case, and don't assume the worst, and you can partake in drinking the alcoholic beverage together with your non-religious friend. So this question enters us into the sugya of whether a suffik or svek sveka, whether questionable chametz shaval of a Pesach, questionable chametz that was owned by Jew over Pesach, is forbidden or not. And the halacha is that such chametz is permitted in benefit in Hana'ah. So you're allowed to sell it. Meaning, if you don't know for certain that the chametz was owned by a Jew over Pesach, it's a question, then at least it's permitted in benefit. So rules the Alter Rebbe in 448, Halacha 30. Now, what about to drink it? I'm not interested in selling this chametz now. I'm interested in knowing if I can partake in a l'chaim with my friend. So here's where it gets a bit tricky, and we enter into a machlekes amongst the achreinim, amongst the poskim. Some achreinim rule, and so is recorded as the first opinion in the Alter Rebbe in the above source, and so is the ruling of the Taz and other achreinim, that we apply here the classical rule, safik derabban and lekula. The Torah didn't prohibit chametz after Pesach, even if it was owned and transgressed during Pesach. It's only the sages. You don't know if that's the case. Safik derabanan, a questionable doubt in a rabbinical matter. You can be lenient, so l'chaim, you can enjoy the beer, enjoy the whiskey, so long as you don't know for certain that this Jew owned it over Pesach. However, there's another opinion. Other poskim rule, and so is the second opinion recorded in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch in the above source, and so is the opinion of the Magen Avraham in the Bach, that the Chachamim, when they made the decree against chametz she'avar lava Pesach, chametz that was owned over Pesach, it included even questionable ownership. However, in this case, they were lenient to permit its benefit and permit its sale. What were they stringent about by questionable chametz? Only regarding the edibility, that they prohibited it from being eaten by a Jew. But to sell it to a guy and have a guy eat it is fine. So practically, the matters are machlekes. Now, how do we rule? So the Alter Rebbe concludes and arbitrates in the above source that one is to be stringent like the latter opinion, not to eat the chametz unless it's a case of great loss. Meaning you're not able to sell it, you're not able to give it away to a guy, and the only other choice is to dump it in the garbage. So in such a case that it would be a great loss to throw it out, and there's no other option but to do that, then the person can be lenient like the first opinion. So based on all this, we can now answer our original question. If you're offered a beer or offered whiskey or other chametz mashke by a non-religious friend who did not perform mechiras chametz, then if you don't know for certain that it was purchased after Pesach, it's better for you not to partake and not to have any mashke. Now, while with a beer, it's oftenly common for them to be consumed on a frequent basis, And therefore, you don't have to assume that a beer in middle of Adar was owned by this friend of yours the previous Pesach. And perhaps by some people already in Iyar, that you don't have to assume was purchased the previous Pesach. Each according to the regularity of beer drinking. But regarding whiskey and other chametz mashkes, certainly it's common for people to hold it for even many years. Unless the person's an alcoholic. But other than that, a person can hold a bottle of whiskey for 2, 3, 4 years. So certainly based on our conclusion of the arbitration of the halacha, one is to suspect for this and not partake in such mashke. Unless one can verify for certain from his friend that its purchase took place after the previous Pesach, and that it was purchased from a geisha store or a store that performed mechiras chametz.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.